previously on Family.
Tell us, Adil.
When were you going to tell us about your devious plan to get a second wife?
I'm locked out of my flat, and your mom is missing.
I found your mommy outside my shop a little earlier.
Don't be sorry now. It's too late now.
We have so much to deal with already, and Ma and Pa still don't make it easier for us.
If anyone should be feeling bad, it's you, Junaid. What do you two even do for Ma?
Hawa wakes up to the sound of the adhan coming from her clock. A few days have passed since her terrifying experience, and she hasn't seen Junaid, Nadim, or Safia since that terrible day. She turns to her side and sees that Adam is already up for Fajr. She waits for him to come out of the bathroom.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum. Salam.
I was just coming to sprinkle some water on you, to wake you up.
Well, Ma, you don't have to.
Too bad. I was really looking forward to it.
You haven't changed, Adam.
Come, Ma, Hawa. Let's read our salah, and then we can take a short nap again before our kids get here.
Our kids are coming today? What day is it today, Adam?
It's Sunday. How? You know they join us for lunch every Sunday.
They do, but they were so upset with me. Do you really think they'll still come today?
Junaid tries yet again to make conversation with Farida.
Hey, Farid. How was Talim yesterday?
Farida ignores Junaid's question and carries on making the bed. Unable to take her silence any longer, Junaid sits on the bed, forcing her to stop what she's doing. She glares at him.
Just move.
Ah, so you can talk, right, Farid? Alhamdulillah.
Farida gives Junaid a catching look and then turns away. He follows her.
Farid, it's been days now. For how much longer are you not going to talk to me? I said I'm sorry. Please, Farida, we really can't carry on like this.
What do you want me to say, Junaid? Huh? You are nagging me to say something. So, yeah, I'll give it to you. I'll say it now for once and all. Do you think it feels nice to always, always come second best to everyone and everything else around you?
Listen, I don't see you as second best, okay?
That's not what your actions tell me. Have you ever stopped to notice how since the first day of our marriage to this very day, your family always takes priority over me? Initially, we were stuck on the lame farm because your father still needed you to help out in that shop, even though I couldn't stand that damn countryside. Then, when we finally came away here, you still had to work your fingers to the damn bone to make sure Nadim's studies are paid for.
Well, you forgot one thing, Farid. Nadim paid back every cent that he used for his studies.
Yeah, Junaid. He paid back the money. But what about the time you lost? Precious time that should have been spent making memories with your wife and your only daughter.
But Farida...
Don't butt me, Junaid. You know it's true. Remember when it was time for Sophia's wedding? You were so busy doing everything that you left me here all alone for a whole week.
No way, man. You're talking absolute nonsense. I left you with your parents.
My mother was on her deathbed, Junaid. And where were you when I needed you? With your family. And now when your parents have three other adult children, you still work like a donkey trying to look after them. And do your siblings ever share at least some of the responsibility? Do they? No. It's only Junaid and Junaid's wife and Junaid's daughter who must make all the sacrifices, all the time, while the rest of them live happily ever after. Is that fair, Junaid? Is it?
No, it's not fair, Farida. You're right. And I'm sorry for everything. But I wish you'd understand that I'm trying my very best. my utmost best to take care of all the roles I have to play. I am really sorry for making you feel like I'm neglecting my role as a husband and father. Please, forgive me.
I'll forgive you, Junaid. As always, I always forgive you. But how much longer are you going to keep shouldering all this responsibility on your own? How many more sacrifices must I also make for your parents?
Just one more. Come with me for Sunday lunch.
You know, you are unbelievable. You know that you're just damn impossible.
Please, Furry, please, let's just go today and then I won't force you again ever. And I'll try to spend more time with you and Za.
Fine. I'll tell you what. I'll come for lunch today on one condition. You better talk to your siblings and hand over some responsibility to them. Got it? Because if you don't, I will.
Hawa cannot hide her relief when she hears the sound of her children entering the apartment.
Alhamdulillah. They came.
The pain she felt during her last encounter with them is erased by her joy of finally seeing them again. Junaid and Farida enter, followed by Nadim and Amina. After a few minutes, Safiya and Adil make their appearance.
Please don't tell me that Hamza's awal again.
Okay, I won't tell you. You can see for yourself.
Does this brother of mine ever stay at home?
While Safiya chats to her father, Junaid and Nadim approach their mother.
Ma?
Gee, beta.
Ma, I just...
What's wrong, Junaid?
Ma, I'm really sorry for everything I said the last time I saw you.
Me too, Ma. I said some really nasty things to you. Please forgive me.
Oh, that... Don't even worry about it, my sons. It was my fault too, and I know you were both very stressed. It's okay. I understand why you got so upset.
Are you sure, Ma? Are you sure you can forgive us? We feel terrible for our behavior.
We were just so stressed, Ma, and the thought of Ma being lost.
It's okay. I understand, and you know, the heart of a mother always forgives her children. Always. I just want to see you all happy, and I'm sorry for all the trouble I give you.
No, Ma. Please don't apologize. You don't give us any trouble at all.
I know I do, but I make dua that Allah will reward you all for everything you do for us.
Ameen, Ma. You know we still love you a lot, right?
And you know, I love you more. Let me go help my beautiful daughters in the kitchen now.
Hawa enters the kitchen, where Farida and Amina are standing in awkward silence.
Farida, so nice to see you, my darling. But where's my Zahra? Didn't I tell you to bring her work?
Farida struggles to find a suitable answer as she remembers that she hasn't told any of Junaid's relatives about Zahra's divorce or pregnancy yet.
Jima, Zahra hasn't been too well these past few days.
Oh, it must be all that takeout food she eats all the time. I told you to send her to me before she got married, and I would have taught her how to cook a good, healthy meal. But when she doesn't even have time to visit her daddy, where would she find the time to learn how to cook from me?
Don't worry, Ma. I taught her everything Ma taught me when I got married.
You sure you taught her everything, Farida?
Gee, Ma.
Because when you were just married, we taught you to visit your grandparents and to keep up with the family. My mother still doesn't seem to know this. So I don't know what you taught her, but never mind now. It's the new generation, is it?
I taught her what I needed to, Ma.
Farida purses her lips and begins opening the pots, signaling the end of her conversation with Hawa. Hawa turns her attention to Amina, who is busy emptying the pre-packed salad she bought.
You even get ready-made salad now?
Yes, Ma. It makes our lives so easy. We don't have to worry about peeling carrots and cutting cucumber. It's all ready to eat.
I wonder if it tastes as nice as our homemade salads.
It tastes better, Ma, because Woolworths only uses the freshest produce to make their salads.
Astaghfirullah. Woolworths? I mean, are you supposed to boycott them?
Really? I didn't know. But I already bought it, Ma, and I can't throw all the salad away because it'll be wasting, isn't it?
Yeah, all right. We'll just eat it today, but don't buy from them next time, okay?
Okay, Ma. If I live to see you next time.
Makes two of us.
Sorry, please speak louder. I can't hear what you two are saying.
We were just wondering where's Safiya.
Safiya enters the kitchen with a smile.
Yeah, me, sorry. I was just talking to Pa. What can I help with?
Nothing really. Amina even bought ready-made salad. You know, Amina, since everything is so easy nowadays, I think it's time you and Nadim gave me more grandchildren. As it is, this Farida is so stingy with her daughter. We need more children in the family.
Nadim walks in as Hawa is listing the benefits of having children to Amina.
Ma, what are you telling Amina?
That you and her need to give me some grandchildren?
Nadim notices a silent tear trickling down Amina's cheek, which she quickly wipes away before walking out of the kitchen.
Ma!
What? Beta?
Ma, what are you thinking? How many times must I tell Ma that Amina is a health problem, which is out of her control? Why does Ma have to be so insensitive towards her? We can't have children. We can't have children. Finish. There's nothing we can do about it. Ma wants grandchildren. Make dua that Safiya gets her own kids. But just stop nagging Amina.
Amina has a health problem. Since when?
Ma, Ma knows about this for years now. Why is Ma being so impossible about it today?
It's the first time I'm hearing of this, Nadim.
Nadim gives Hawa a look of utter disbelief, then leaves the kitchen. He notices Amina just standing outside the kitchen.
Jazakallah for standing up for me.
Ma was being ridiculous.
Are you still upset with me?
Did you apologize to my sister?
For what, Nadim?
Ah, so you didn't. I'm still upset with you.
Nadim walks into the lounge, leaving Amina staring at him in exasperation. Meanwhile, Hawa is left with only Safiya in the kitchen.
Are you okay, my boy?
Gee, Ma.
Pass me that thing from the cupboard.
Ah, what thing, Ma?
That thing. You know that thing we pour with water?
You mean a jug, Ma?
Yeah, same one. Is everything okay with Adia?
Things are much better.
May Allah make it easy for you. Bai told me what happened. But never mind now. You just try to keep Adil even happier than usual. Be the best wife you can be, so that he'll never want anyone else ever again.
Please, Ma, not now.
If not now, then when, my poiri? Being a good wife isn't something you delay. Safiya, it's supposed to start from the first moment of marriage. You know, just because Pa loved you to the point of spoiling you sometime doesn't mean your husband will be the same. Remember, Pa is your father. He'll overlook your faults. But your husband is different, my poiri.
I don't believe you just said that. Ma, Pa spoiled me? Please. Even if Pa did spoil me, it was because you never had time for me. You only ever worried about your darling sons. I don't even know why I expected you to ever understand me and to at least cut me some slack. You never will, Ma.
With that outburst, Safiya leaves the kitchen. Hawa stares at the empty kitchen in shock.
How? What's wrong with everybody today?
Lunch at Hawa's apartment passes in silence. It's only after some time that Nadim, Junaid, and Safiya are finally left alone. Nadim grabs the opportunity to discuss their parents' financial situation.
Bro, take a look at this.
Nadim hands Junaid a copy of their parents' water accounts. Junaid whistles when he sees the large amount of water usage.
What do three people use so much water for?
Boy, I think Ma forgets to close the tap. I noticed it after she washed her hands this afternoon.
Ma is forgetting too often.
How are we going to foot this bill? I'm really cash-strapped. What with Zah needing medical attention and...
What? What's wrong with Zahra?
With guilt on his face, Junaid looks at his sister. He still hadn't told his siblings.
Sirs, we were so caught up with everything, I didn't get a chance to tell you guys something. That Zara's expecting twins, but the doctors suspect a heart defect in one of them. Please, please make dua for her.
What? How could you forget to tell us something so important?
Sir, forgot. Means he was just obeying his wife's orders. Am I right, bro?
Junaid gives them an apologetic look.
Well, how far is she?
Well, she's due in about 2 weeks' time, inshallah.
What? I don't care what you or your wife say. I'm coming to see my niece right now.
After we discuss what to do with Ma and them.
What are you thinking of doing?
We can't leave them on their own for much longer. They're not managing to run a household and Hamza is just not interested. I was thinking of getting them, you know, a cozy room in an elderly care center.
You mean an old age home?
Well, don't look at me, Sufs. What other choice do we have?
Sufs is right. We can't do that to them.
So, which one of you are volunteering to keep them? I'm not going to bite off more than I can chew, bro. I work long, busy hours. If they come stay here, with me, taking care of them will become Amina's problem. And that's not fair to her, right? I am not offering to take them with me until I can actually look after them myself. Right now, I can't.
Neither can I. My marriage is already on the rocks. Pa's never slept over for a single night at our house, and he would never want to stay with his son-in-law. Besides, I'm just the daughter.
I'll take them.
You sure you don't want to talk to Farida about this first?
We don't have much of a choice, Nadim. You can console your guilty conscience with all the euphemisms you want, but I'm not sending my parents to an old age home. I'm telling you that.
If you insist on doing the honorable thing, I salute you. But just know you don't have to, bro. Gets tough.
I'll see how it goes.
Okay, since you're offering to keep them with you, I'll take care of the expenses. I'll deposit an amount into your account every month. Use it for whatever you need to buy for them. If you run short, just let me know, okay?
Jazakallah. That will be a huge help.
And remember, bro, the elderly care center option is still open.
Junaid and Farida rush out without selling anyone else. Safia and Adil follow Junaid home. Nadim, who cleverly reads the meaning behind Farida's words, begins arranging an ambulance for his niece and then takes his leave. Hawa's phone rings just as she begins mourning her children's abrupt departure.
Hawa bin, why are you sounding so upset?
Don't ask, Poppy. These kids were here and then they just suddenly upped and left out even greeting us properly. I don't know what's happening to their manners.
Are you sure something didn't happen?
Yeah, they just said I must make dua for Zahra and they were off. I must make dua for Zahra, but when now did that grandchild even have time to come see me? Now suddenly they must all run off to Zahra. They should have told Zahra to come here if it was so urgent.
Hawa, don't talk like that, Ben. Zahra is going through such a difficult time. Allah make it easy for her. Besides, how must she come to you when she's studying Iddah?
What did you say, Poppy?
Hawa, Adam told Qadir Bhai about Zahra's divorce and that she's in the family's way. Didn't anyone tell you?
No, no one told me. I have to go, Poppy.
Hawa ends the call as heartbroken tears roll down her face.
How could you not tell me, Adam? It's bad enough that my son didn't tell me. But you two, why? Am I not important anymore in this family? What's wrong with all of you? Am I not her grandmother?
Adam gives Hawa a shocked look.
But Hawa, I told you myself.
No, you don't. I would have remembered something as important as this. How could you, Adam? How could you?
The ambulance arrives in the nick of time and rushes Zahra to the clinic. Her relatives follow her to the hospital where they await the arrival of the new additions to the family. With bated breath and fervent prayers, after what seems like hours, Zahra's doctors step out of the theater and walks towards them.
Is everything okay, Doc?
What does the doctor have to say? Will both babies and their mother be okay? All you have to do is simply find out in our next episode of Family, a Radio Islam International production and Ramadan special.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Yes, it is the drama series titled Family on Radio Islam International, and today we've heard episode 10. Quite heart-rendering, two scenarios unfolding there, but unfortunately due to the lack of time, we will not be able to cover it adequately. We see that how Junaid and Farida are struggling, and Junaid is not seeing the struggle that he's going through, and he's putting his wife and his family under because of the other siblings not playing their part. You see that Farida is upset that Junaid takes on all the responsibilities of the house, and the family, the other siblings are not doing much in this regard. And then we also seen the scenario of the old age home, where now the options of moving them out of the flat and moving them into a frail care center or into a old age home, whatever you want to call it. So these two scenarios playing out. And Mala Yusuf, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh there.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Jee Mulana, these two scenarios playing out, and it seems like it's going to move into the next episode as well. But let's focus on this aspect here. As far as the old age home is concerned, you know, that is something that we generally speak about in recent times. It's an option. It's become an option. You know, if you go back maybe 3 decades ago, it was something that you don't even think about. But in today's time, unfortunately, it has become an option. And it is, yes, it is difficult sometimes for the children. They're all working and things like that. But, you know, we should really think twice before bringing that option on the table.
Yes, and we can't judge people on this. You know, sometimes people come from a very good home. It's just that life is so hectic. Probably by 5 in the morning, they're out of the house, and they're getting home late at night, 6, 7 o'clock. What happens in the interim, Yusuf? What if something happens to the mother? You see that the mother is now having memory loss. And also in the previous episode, you saw that she was going to buy something from the shop, and then on the way got lost, etc. So if something happens during the course of the day and the children are not around, what happens to the parents? So sometimes people are not dumping, as you would say, they're not dumping their parents into the old age home, but it's just the way things have changed in our time that you've got very little option in this regard, Mullah.
Gee, that is a valid point that you bring there. And like you said, you know, we should never judge and say this one is like that. I don't know, these people got commitments, they are working. But then also you must understand, when now we speak of old age home or certain care centers and what have you, there's a big difference. We don't want to go deep into it. But the one is where, you know, a parent will stay at that home. And we'll only see their parent maybe once a week or once a month. The other one is where you get someone to look after a parent during working hours. And appearing in virtue at night, and that is an alternative.
Yeah, so looking at the dynamics, if you can afford it, then that's the ideal. You hire somebody to assist your parents during the course of the day. And again, if funds are short, like you see in this episode, it becomes difficult, then your options are limited. So every situation has to be looked upon on an individual basis. And we can never judge anybody in this regard. I suppose we'll stop at that today, Mulana.
Inshallah, we'll stop at that. And like I said, this issue here of the old age home or Adam and Hawa going to the son's house, it's going to move into the next episode, and we will touch on that, inshallah, when the time comes. Until then, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. ﷺ